It is time for us to check sports and time for us to bring in Mike Concy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, I watch a lot of the MLB Network, and so I got to see a lot of different teams now because they have a great feature where they look in during the day and in the evening at all the different teams.
Right.
I just can't figure out what's going on in Major League Baseball, and it's not a dramatically big question, but what I don't understand is how the owners can be happy with the product they have. I mean, the Yankees now have won, 11 straight for the first time since 1985. The Red Sox seems to have righted their ship. Tampa Bay is playing very well, so the American League East looks like a great division. But there's so much other bad baseball out there. I mean, I really, you know, you don't know which teams are really, 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 really strong. You just don't.
Well, you know who's strong. Tampa Bay's strong. The White Sox are strong. Houston's strong. Atlanta's playing well now. Milwaukee's good. San Francisco and the Dodgers. Those are the best teams in baseball.
You have
all the other teams have numerous holes.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch. It's to see what's going to happen with the different. I mean, baseball is getting what they wanted. They're getting in both leagues now. They're getting teams that are going to be fighting for the last play-in game, which is exactly what baseball wanted. I still think that's a crummy idea. I think that's an idea that's just crazy. But they're getting what they want. People are getting excited over playing games and not winning a division and not representing a team going to the World Series. It's just crazy.
Yep. I think that with the three divisions, you go with the three divisions.
Huh.
And the way I would have the playoffs, the top team of the three divisions gets by. The next two play one game. One game to play the other team. And then you go with your best out of seven. That's it. Huh. Give meaning to the regular season, because there's very little meaning to the regular season. Because when you do watch MLB and ESPN and all these other cockamamie networks, all you hear them saying is, well, the Chicago White Sox have such a big lead. Well, if you did it the way I'm saying it, the Chicago White Sox big lead would be very meaningful, because you don't have to play a game. You're in the playoffs. The other two teams have to play a game to play you. It gives it meaning. There's too many playoff games. You have wild card. You have the two wild card teams playing, and then you have four teams playing the series, and then you have two teams playing the series, and then you have the World Series. It's too much. It's too many teams make the playoffs. This way, you cut it. You have less games to get to a real playoff game, and you have the regular season. That means something. Where these teams that are tanking and these teams that are dying, they have no shot, which they shouldn't have. Because you're supposed to have a playoff with the best teams out of a 162-game schedule, not okay teams that have a 162-game schedule. It's ridiculous. Like a team like the Yankees are four games behind Tampa. They got to catch Tampa to be in the world, to be in the playoffs, not that they're in the wild card game. Who cares about the wild card game? That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what I meant to say. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm as surprised as anybody that they're playing as well as they are. But when I look at Major League Baseball, I want to see the Yankees in the World Series or contending to be in the World Series, not contending to be in a play-in game as a Yankee fan. And that's just the way I feel. But
most Yankee fans, we make the playoffs every year. Who cares you make the playoffs every year? The goal is to win a championship. You won one championship since the year 2000. One.
What I say to people when they say that to me is, do you think George Steinbrenner would be happy just making a playoff game?
No.
No. No, he would, of course he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
And you know what, Pete? You can say what you want about George Steinbrenner, but he was an owner who wanted to win. Plain and simple. Win championships.
These guys don't want to win. They're interested in exit velocity. They're interested in how far you can hit a baseball. I mean, I was talking to my friend who pitched for the Detroit Tigers. Big league baseball, not minor leagues, big league baseball. Averages mean nothing anymore. Huh. Averages mean zero. And the biggest thing for a pitcher was your win-loss record. Win-loss record has very little meaning anymore.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I mean, here you're sitting on August 25th, and you would have guys on the cusp of winning 20 games already. Not one, many of them. And the goal for every pitcher, major league pitcher, going into the season is winning 20 baseball games. What is it now? I don't know. 11?
Can you imagine?
I have no idea.
When Earl Weaver was manager of the Baltimore Orioles, he had four pitchers, four, and several seasons have 20 wins each.
Yeah, that, you'll never ever see that again. Yeah. The measuring stick for excellence in baseball has dropped. You know, you know the old dance they used to do. What was it? The underneath the sticks. What they call that? The mambo or whatever they call that.
Yeah, I
remember when they have the two sticks. They play the music, and you got to shimmy your body under a stick to get through.
Yeah.
Well, that stick now is probably like as high as a basketball net.
There is
no measuring stick in baseball to show that you're an excellent player. It's gone. I mean, it's acceptable to strike out five times in a game. If you struck out five times in a game, you were afraid to go to your locker because there might be a pink slip in it.
Or else you would sit the next game or be taken out after the third time you struck out.
Yeah, baseball, it's hard to watch. It's very hard to watch. I work out with these younger kids, and all they're interested in is how hard am I throwing? How hard am I throwing? Not can you consistently put a ball in a spot to get a player out, because that gets a player out more so than your speed. Can you make a ball move to a spot? Oh, how hard am I throwing? I tell them it doesn't matter how hard you throw. It's where you can put the ball and consistently put the ball there. That's the difference. It's called pitching, not throwing. How hard do I throw a ball? It's not throwing. It's pitching.
And it's
a sad situation, and it's not going to get any better.
And take a look at the Orioles. They now have 19 losses in a row.
That's pathetic.
That in major and the other teams in the history that had that many once were the Baltimore Orioles. It's just when you see 19 losses in a row from a major league ball club, it shows you that there's a serious lack of talent.
That's almost a month of losing.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
That's that team's almost 50 games under 500. That's sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know how you said everybody wins 50? I'm sorry, wins 60, lose 60.
Yeah.
Not this team.
No,
I mean, right now they played 124 games, right?
Yeah.
So that leaves them with 38 games left.
Yeah.
They got to win 22 to win 60 games.
Huh.
Not happening.
All right. Hey, we're going to have some racing today?
Yeah, we're going to go to the sixth race up at Saratoga. It's a maiden special weight on the turf. Looking at the sixth horse here, this horse had one race for Christopher Clement. Went off in that race at 11-1. Had all kinds of problems in this race. He got off slow. He got bumped at the 7/8. He got steadied in the stretch. This horse was driving 80 on the LIE when everybody else was doing 30. So in the sixth race, the eight horse, Waterville, is the pick of the day today.
All right, and just go back.
Saratoga,
yeah,
for the last 2 weeks, has been very, very chalky. I hit a pick four there on Friday, I think it was. No, Saturday. It paid $11 for 50 cents. 11 bucks. The ticket cost 18.
Amazing.
Very, very chalky.
And just a second, go back to baseball. Yesterday, I was watching Toronto versus Chicago. Chicago at bat in the first inning. Three batters, five pitches, five runs.
Yeah, Chicago's a team that they're feast or famine. They played a couple of teams lately. They played Tampa Bay, who shut them down. They played the Yankees, that shut them down. If they don't come out and get a bunch of extra base hits and home runs, I mean, it sounds redundant, but you got to understand what I'm saying. If they don't get a bunch of extra base hits and hit home runs, they don't win. They're a bunch of long swingers. They can't produce an inning. The difference between the White Sox and the Yankees now, the Yankees produce innings. The Yankees are running. Last night, Judge stole a base. When did he look like Frankenstein with his hair on fire running, but he stole a base? When was the last time you heard Aaron Judge stole a base? The Yankees have the minor league players filling in for these other guys that have been hurt, and they're playing, to Boone's credit. I chastise Boone all the time and give him credit now. He's playing baseball. He's not playing Stratomatic or whatever baseball they play on the TV or whatever. He's playing baseball. He's making things happen, and that's why the Yankees are winning. The pitching's not that much better, but they're making things happen. They're putting players in position to score on base hits where you don't need three hits to score a run, or you need the bomb. Your guy gets a single, he steals second, you get a tweener or something, you get a run. That's the difference in the Yankees this month compared to the other months of the season. And to their credit, they're one of the few teams that are doing it, and they're winning. Wow, imagine that. You run the base path, and you get extra bases, and you win baseball games. What a concept.
Since they've had these players do this, they're 25-6. 25-6.
You think it works?
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. I'm Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.